turunduse täht.
Jonna, what have you noticed during the, let's say, either last week or the couple of last weeks, what is worth of awarding?
Well, actually, I think there are a lot of great things that are worth awarding, but being a Finn myself, I have to bring up Slush, which you probably have heard of. It's the biggest startup event in the whole Europe, and it brings together a lot of small startups and a lot of investors from all over the world. And they have been so good in promoting this event. So it has been growing like crazy now year on year. They have been doing it now for 3 years, but this year was an absolute record in any way. And they have both been able to get very positive news in media, but also to really get like very, very experienced people and investors from all over the world to attend and want to join and that are excited about small companies, but also made it possible for small startups to present themselves for investors and pitch their ideas without having a lot of money to travel around to investors and putting a lot of time and effort on sourcing. So really bringing both the small startups and then the investors together to build some sustainable growth from small startups around the world. I think this is really exciting, and I would really want to give everyone an applause for this, what they did, who worked with this event.
Wow. Last year it was about 7,000 participants. Was it more this year?
Yeah, it was actually 10 times more this year. So they also had to go
70,000?
Yes.
No way.
So, yeah, it's quite crazy. And also I think in terms of the investors that they got in, it's really the biggest investors in the world, and also some of the bigger companies were attending here. So they this year they got a lot of other companies to attend as well, not only startups. So there were over 70,000 organizations that somehow had a connection to Slush. So it might be Nokia wanted to talk about their future, so they joined. Then we have law firms who wanted to talk about their services to startups, and they joined. Tech companies who just wanted to be seen in this great event. So they really were successful in getting a lot of different stakeholders to come and join.
Wow, it's an achievement, really.
Yeah, especially for Finland, which is not very good usually at promoting themselves or an event that we have. So it's gotten a lot of great, I think, marketing for Finland as well as a company. So I wanted to bring that up.
Very good, very good. I had two candidates myself. And the story behind it is that I just had a dinner with a good group of partners in a project, and then I asked them that, can you help me out? What are the interesting things in marketing that have happened in Estonia? What are worth of noticing? Everyone just shakes the head, telling that nothing interesting happens. But then finally, we found two ideas. One was about there was a new cinema opened in Estonia. That is the first IMAX cinema. We haven't had it before, and they had a good marketing campaign in PR and media. Let's say that it went well. I don't know how popular it is. I haven't been there, but at least something interesting happening. Yeah. And the other part was an interesting story there in Estonian banking. I don't know if it's a kind of, yeah, I let's say so that banking that was so kind of interesting field for marketeers in the middle of 90s has now been kind of the field that nothing that really exciting happens. But now we have a small bank in Estonia that actually developed from let's say from a loan office to a bank, and it took them for probably about 20 years, and now they are a bank, and they are very let's say aggressive in the marketing. And now it's there have been two interesting stories just during the recent week, and one of the stories that was awakening a lot of interest was that they had a campaign targeting customers, not competitors' customers, but customers of a very concrete bank, the Estonian biggest bank, that is Swedbank, owned by Swedish Swedbank, and telling that if you come to our bank, big bank is the challenge here. If you come to big bank, then you can get less interest rate or smaller interest rate. And it was very clearly targeted to like, hello, Swedbank, hello, Swedbank customers, welcome to us. And of course, Swedbank reacted in a very negative way, that because the campaign was using their symbols, not the logo exactly, but the, you know, they use some specific animals, so yeah, kind of very, very well reflected to the, or just showing the customers. I didn't think it was a good marketing. But now there was a small, let's say a scandal. Swedbank is having a good kind of charity program. And every year they decide what kind of organizations would they support. And they have had a routine of supporting a charity organization. They did it this time as well. But the charity organization had a kind of program, also program of awards. And the winner of this year was an organization that was fighting heavily against a law that allowed people from same gender to register their cohabitation. And they were heavily against that. And it was a very kind of big fight. And they didn't win. The law was passed, and let's say that majority of people, I would guess so, in Estonia were happy. I'm not very sure in the facts, but still they were getting the award. Okay, but the Swedbank now, and of course there were a lot of people who reacted to that. Can a bank really say that an organization who fights somehow against some people's rights, is it the kind of ethical way to do? And Swedbank realized that, okay, maybe it wasn't the most ethical thing. And they told that they are going to reclaim the money back. But the big bank, the challenger, they told that, okay, if Swedbank is taking the money from you, we are instead paying the money to you. So it's a confusing story, but still
very exciting, actually.
It's fun that something like that happens in a banking sector. So I would just wait for the kind of fast, quick movements. The interesting thing is that that if I think about my perception and ask, has something changed? So I think that nothing more. But now I think that the small bank has a lot of courage, and they are more like a real bank because they are fighting with the kind of the biggest ones. And you never know, maybe someday some people think that, okay, we are voting for the small one, not the big one, because the big is just too big. So anything might happen in the people's head, but it's just an interesting story. So we have three candidates, Jonna. What do you think, whom should we award this time?
Well, actually, to link about what I talked about with the differentiating factor, I actually think we should go for the banking story, because I think this is a very brave way of doing things differently, and also like really as a challenger, small challenger, really go for the big bucks and the big competitor and just like show them that, hey, we are here and we will actually compete with you. And especially when you tell the twist in the end, I think this is quite cool and should be awarded.
Okay, I actually would have awarded Slush. Slush. So how should we decide? Today we are two here, so we have to make a decision.
We have to make a decision. Well, Slush has been there already for a couple of years, so they had more time to work on this. So let's. If I could choose, I would still go for the bank. I think this is a very good way of showing that also a small one can be relevant. So,
very good. Okay, I agree with you. Big Bank, you are getting the award for being relevant and different.